The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride. On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again.
I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me because I'm sailing on a boat. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Take a good hard look.
We're all in the same boat.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Mag. And you hear that music, hear that boat yapping and talking and singing, and you know it is time for Boat Smart. So welcome to our friends from Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Bill is here. Bill Kidman is a Marine Services, I guess, manager would be the title that you hold over at
Key
Marine.
Yes, the service manager.
Service manager. Mm-hmm. And then we have from Georgetown Technical College, our Marine Services instructor and host, Stefan Schmidt.
Yeah, and I manage everything else.
And lives, dogs.
A lot of stuff.
Jack of all trades.
That's right. So this is Boat Smart. So please, if you have a boating question, these guys are the experts for sure. I learn something every week from them. You can text it in at 850-437-1620.
Yeah, you are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show. 850-437-1620 is that number. Boat Smart, sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. 850-492-0487. KeyMarineCenter.com is the website. You can go on there and check out all their deals, the specials that they have. You can check out the engines that they have in stock. And they have Mercury, Yamaha, Suzuki, Cox Diesel Outboard, and MerCruiser product available, and they service all those products as well. So
that's pretty amazing. Yeah, that's a broad range.
It is a broad range, and there's a lot of places that don't do the MerCruiser product, and Bill talks about that a lot, that MerCruiser, although they're around, it's just not a lot of dealerships that take care of that product anymore, because a lot of stuff is going to outboard, four-stroke outboard, the larger boats and things like that. So, it's a conversation sometimes about MerCruiser and stern drives, and are they going away? Are they going to disappear? And the answer is no, they're going to be there. The market has changed some, mm-hmm. A lot of times you'll see that market more on lakes than you do on the Gulf Coast or saltwater areas where most people are transitioning to outboard product. You agree with that, Bill?
I do. We're definitely still working on them over there. The people have to have a place to bring them because there are still quite a few of them out there. There are advantages to having stern drives, like the motors completely inside the boat and all that. I think a lot of the other companies have gotten away from it because of the fact that it is, they are hard to work on. They can be a challenge for sure, but we're, like everything else we do, we're there to provide that service that's so greatly needed.
Yeah, they are a little more difficult to work on. A lot of times technicians or even my students, they're like, I want to work on outboard stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We train on stern drive and inboards.
Right.
And they get an opportunity to work on actual engines that are in boats, so they see the difficulty with that. But, it's like anything else. Once you get used to the product and the services you have to do, it becomes easier and easier. What makes them hard sometimes is access, getting to the parts of the engines, maybe mm-hmm. the starter.
Getting to the inside of it.
And especially if you end up with twin engines in a boat and everything's really tight, no situation. So, it does get a little difficult. And, of course, corrosion is always a factor on the inboards and stern drive product as well, especially the stern drive product, Mm-hmm. But maintenance is the key, and Key Marine is your place to go to.
There you go.
To get them maintained and let them do that for you, So that's a great place to go to have the MerCruiser product service.
Let's kind of get down to the basics. Where are you located?
5621 Bower Road over on the west side of town in Pensacola.
And your phone number there in case anybody wants to make an appointment?
850-482-0487.
I think it's 492.
492.
That's okay. I'm just watching it. 492. Looking out for you.
Thank you. Yes, I need that.
The thing is now it's probably a good time to bring your boat in to get it looked at or inspected and see if you've got some little sounds that don't sound quite right, but you kind of ignored it till you got through the end of the boating season.
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes it's hard to remember your own phone number.
It is.
Well, it is Friday, after all. You know,
or anybody else's phone number nowadays. Everything's in your phone.
I know. Yeah. I used to know numbers by heart.
I don't know phone numbers anymore. I used to. I have phone numbers in my head from back 30 years ago that I remember.
I know.
And I'll spit them out there and y'all call them and see if they're still good phone numbers. No, I'm not going to do that.
Don't do that.
No. So we are wrapping things up over there. We have another 2 weeks left.
How are the students doing?
Students are doing good. They're a little bit, you know, it's rainy and nasty. Mm-hmm. And we're at nighttime, okay?
Right.
So I don't fault them for not wanting to be out in this mess, you know. And I tell them, though, when you're out in the industry, you have to kind of get out in this mess sometimes. I know you work around it a little bit, but when it's nasty out, you still kind of have to work, so you need to dress appropriately and that kind of stuff. But they've been kind of hanging out in the media room working on computer stuff rather than being out working on projects, you know, out in our overhang area where it's really nasty and wet and cold,
right,
you know.
Right.
And, you know, I kind of appreciate that too because I don't have to get out there so much.
Well, there you go.
You know, when they're out there, of course, I'm out there with them and, mm-hmm. you know, and of course, you know, I paid my dues, right, in the years past. So, you know, so they are just kind of like bringing it down, catching up, and we're moving some students around and stuff like that. We are bringing in 4 new students in January.
Oh, good.
And that's just, you know, I'm excited about that. I had one lady in particular that's coming into my class, I didn't meet her or anything, but the counselors told me that she actually wanted somebody to walk her down to my room. It was before before I came into work, you know, it was in the morning, like 10 o'clock. They walked her down to the room because she wanted to know where the room was where she could go. And I said, that's going to be an awesome student.
Yes, that's right.
Just wanting to be prepared, right? Mm-hmm. Wanting to know where everything is. And I don't get that excuse of, you know, when I show up 20 minutes late on the first day, well, I didn't know where you were at, you know?
Right.
It's like when you go on a job interview or when you go to a service school, I always pre-check everything. If I had a job interview, I went the day before.
I did too,
You know, and said, okay, what's the traffic like? Where is this place at? You know, is there construction? Mm-hmm. How hard is it to get in there? Yeah. And people should do that for school too.
Absolutely.
You know?
Well, talk a little bit about that, because some people think, well, what does the school have to do with Key Marine? So talk a bit about your unique relationship, because y'all have been working together for years, but I think it's exciting to know that most of your students do get placed or co-op with local area businesses.
Yeah, and that the relationship comes from Mickey and I. We've known each other forever, you know.
At Key Marine?
It was way before Key Marine.
Oh, okay.
Okay, way before Key Marine, right? And Bill and I have known each other forever also.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Bill, how long has it been? 30 years or so, at least? I mean, you know.
I remember you from the early 90s.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, you know.
And y'all were just teenagers then, right?
Yeah, we were teenagers at that point. So, you know,
I'm trying to help here.
I appreciate it very much. Yeah. We look like teenagers now.
Well, yeah.
In our minds.
Yeah.
You know, so that's kind of how, you know, we had relationships before in our industry.
Right.
Right. And with that, 1620 was looking for somebody to sponsor Boat Smart, and Key Marine came up, and we had a meeting with Key Marine, and that's how we ended up doing that. The whole goal of this show is not only to get the word out about Key Marine, but also to get the word about Georgetown Technical College and the great things we do over there, not only in the Marine Service class, but other classes out at Georgetown.
Which is great, which is really great. And it's kind of an interesting thing because then some of your students literally go and work with Key Marine and get that hands-on experience.
They sure do. We have one there right now that's doing very well. His name is Jeff. And yeah, he's doing well. I believe he's going to a Suzuki school a little bit later after the beginning of the new year. All the techs have went to multiple schools this year. This year, we've really, you know, spent quite a bit at getting them, you know, up to par on everything, which are all fabulous. But yeah, we do definitely depend on Stefan and his program over there, you know, and we respect each other a lot. And I try to place as many of his students as I can, you know, when we have positions available. And yeah, he does quite a bit for this community because we always needing good technicians. For one reason or another, they either move on or decide they don't want to do it or whatever. But yeah.
Well, yeah. You know, that's something that's important to I think, really emphasize is that I think there's some misunderstanding that maybe that people that work on boats, when you put that in quotation marks, maybe are just doing it for fun or they've done it for a few years. And so now they're that's not the case. You guys have professional certifications that have to be renewed on a constant basis. Yes. That, you know, learning the ins and outs of the business, what the technical knowledge that they're learning over at Georgetown with Stefan. I mean, this is serious business, don't you think?
It is. It's definitely serious business, and we're definitely super serious about it. Not only myself, but Stefan, at getting them all there. I mean, I think a lot of times some of the people that get involved, they do think, oh, it's boating, it's going to be fun. Mm-hmm. And for some, maybe that's one of the reasons why they don't stick with it. But the ones that do stick with it for quite some time, as time has progressed, they can find they can make a really good living at it, especially if they apply themselves as much as they should and do everything they can to be the best and be a part of our team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a career choice.
Right. I don't know that people realize. Like, I think there's sort of a misunderstanding that, oh, this is just because it's casual for me, I'm going boating. So mm-hmm. I assume that people that work in that industry, it's casual for them too. That's not true.
No, when you think about it, in the reality of it, the technician has your life in his or her hands, you know, because you want to make sure that boat makes it back correctly. Mm-hmm. You want to make sure when the boat pulls up to a dock or goes on the bridge, it shifts and steers correctly. All these factors that you have, you know, and I tell my students a lot of times, there's a lot of liability in what you do. If you do a steering system wrong and, God forbid, if you come underneath a bridge and a steering breaks or something and you did the work on it and you did something wrong and they try to go under a bridge and they hit a bridge because the steering broke.
Right.
You know, you have a liability there.
Mm-hmm.
And so professionalism, making sure you do the job right, it's a lot of factors to that. So, yeah, it's
well, and the technology is constantly changing, I would imagine, because it's not your old motorboat net that it was 30 years ago.
It constantly changes. And, you know, and Bill says it is hard work.
Mm-hmm.
But what I love a lot of times, those students will send me a picture and they're out on a big boat with trips or quads on the back of it, and they mm-hmm. say, look what I'm doing today.
It's something they probably would never get to do otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's great.
You know, if you took the amount of, you know, the percentage of people that's been on million-dollar boats in our area. There's a few, but it's probably kind of low if you really think about it, especially people coming out of high school,
mm-hmm.
you know, younger people in their 20s out on million-dollar-plus boats. You know, running them, checking them out, you know, got the laptop hooked up, all the cool stuff that they're doing, you know.
Not bad.
Not bad. 850-437-1620 is that phone number. I know you got a question for us. Maybe you have a comment.
850-437-1620.
I love, what's your question?
Well, I wanted to find out from Bill. We've been talking about the holiday season, and I know that y'all are offering a lot. This is a good time to bring your boat in to get it looked at, get it checked over. You've got some specials going on, especially if you maybe need to replace a motor and things like that. Talk a bit about that.
Right. Yeah. Well, I'm going to mention it. I've been mentioning it the last few weeks. We definitely have that customer appreciation discount that's still going on. As long as you get your work order submitted before we go on break, December 19th, we've got a clipboard over there with a pile of them on there. We're going to offer 20% off of the labor to help out with any projects, no matter how small or big. And we do have quite a few big ones. We've got one right now, Stefan, that's considering a level 4 upgrade on a regulator. Not only that, the Helmmaster EX level 4 upgrade. Not only that, all the electronics in the boat and everything. And, man, not only are we super excited and passionate about that because we can visualize how much he'll do, but he's going to get quite a bit of a discount because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, because we don't get bogged down with selling new boats, we are known as a repower facility. You hear that from time to time. And so we
what does that mean, Bill, when you say that?
We repower boats. Mm-hmm. We put new motors and all the controls and the rigging in the boat that make the motor go, basically, mm-hmm. in layman's terms. And it really wakes up a lot of the boats because it's way less expensive to do that if the hull is in good shape, the boat itself, versus going and buying a brand new boat. And mm-hmm. a lot of people are already attached to their boat for one reason or another. The motors were generally never designed to last as long as the boat itself, for one reason or another, because it's a machine. And a boat is usually, you know, made out of fiberglass and all. As long as it doesn't rot or whatever, it's usually good for quite a bit longer than the boat. So that's why we repower them and offer that that alternative to them.
Yeah, so when you look at different levels of dealerships, mm-hmm. you have full-line dealers, which are like they sell boats with motors on it.
Right.
Then you have like Bill's a repower center, mm-hmm. And they don't sell boats.
So they're not a dealership in the way that we think of a car dealership.
Yeah, and they don't have the complete package there as far as the boat, trailer, and everything.
Gotcha.
So they're just doing the repower portion of it, which gives them the ability to service the product as well.
Okay. You know,
and so focus a lot more on that part of it and not be focused at selling a new boat. And that's mm-hmm. one of the reasons why we're able to give the specials that we do, is because with the bigger dealerships that have all them boats in stock, there's quite a bit of interest they have to pay on those. And so, you know, we're able to pass that savings that we get along to the customer.
Well, yeah. I've noticed that you had in your notes here that you have the Yamaha, their Fall into Savings Repower sales event is actually ending December 8th. So
it
that's
is.
Coming
the
up
end of
quick.
That's
so you
coming
got this
up.
Weekend.
It sure is. And we've had quite a few people take advantage of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good deal with free extended warranty across the product line, which, you know, helps quite a bit. It gives them up to like 7 years of total warranty, 6 years on most of the product, but an additional on their biggest 425 and 450s. Also, Mercury's still offering the free extended two years of gold warranty. They did have another cash incentive that has since went away.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Suzuki, they've always got that 5-year warranty. The other two have 3-year regular factory warranty where they start out as 5. And they have that incentive to get all the 2-stroke motors from polluting our waters, you know, because mm-hmm. basically they do pollute a lot more than the 4-stroke stuff does.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. And like Stefan had mentioned a couple weeks ago, that we had given a customer like $2,000. We got him $2,000 towards a 200. That's quite a bit more than he could have got for selling that 2-stroke to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have to destroy the motor and basically send it to the scrapyard or to be parted out. But that's what they want to do. You know, they're doing their part there. So those are the major incentives there. And, yeah, we're just constantly, you know, trucking right along.
So when are you open now? Are you going to be open now for the holidays, or what are your hours going to be like as we get into December?
Yeah, December 19th is our last day until January 5th.
Okay.
Historically, I guess is a better word, that during the Christmas, between Christmas and New Year's, most of the boating industry either shuts down completely or, you know, partially, kind of like Stefan and his school. And so it gives them, because it is hard work, you know, constantly, year long, we're grinding along, trying to give the best we can to everybody. And we just need that rest, you know?
Yeah, I can understand. I need some rest.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. Everybody does.
We won't have you change a starter in a stern drive.
This is true. My job is not quite as tough as y'all's.
So, you know, Bill, I've been wondering if our listeners actually listen to our show, and we're going to do a trivia question to find that out, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. You want to give something away? Let's do that in a trivia question while we have a few minutes left here. So,
yeah, let me see if I can remember what the actual prize is this week. I believe it's a... What did I say?
Mercury Verado hat.
Yeah, Mercury.
Yamaha chamois and a Rodan key float.
Yeah, Rodan trolling motors.
Look
it's
out.
A key floaty.
Yep.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And so three things there. And this week, what you'd have to do is you'd have to come out to 5621 Bauer Road to claim that. And the question actually is, what is our address?
Oops.
And phone number.
I love it. Look at you guys.
You said you wanted them easier.
I said, I think you need to make the questions a little easier.
Yep.
That's
what is Key Marine's address and phone number?
Okay.
And you can win these prizes by going out to that address and calling that phone number, letting them know you're on the way.
Okay, there you go.
At least pretty good. Give them the number.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I love it. Okay, so this is to win the swag bag from Key Marine Center. All you got to do is text in their address and phone number and then put your name after it, and we will have a winner. So
yep.
the number just
437-1620.
Yep,
we're all on sync today, aren't we?
We are rocking it today.
Good.
Yes,
you know.
And what's cool is that the winner from last week came in, right? Mm-hmm. And what's neat about this is we have you go to Key Marine rather than to the radio station to pick up your prize, because then you get a tour, you can meet with Bill, and if you have a boat, you can talk about some of the things that you do, because sometimes we get kind of shy about, well, I was thinking, and you get a chance to really talk about it and see the new motors and see some of the new products.
Yep, we would like everyone to be excited as we are about what we're doing over there. And so we don't mind doing that. And yeah, they can come on out because, you know, I mean, we would really like them if they don't work on their own boats to be, you know, to choose us to do it.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Okay, that number, 850-437-1620. And I say make it even easier, just the address. How's that?
Okay.
Just the address. Okay.
Yep. So all right, text that in, the address of Key Marine.
Okay. Yep. All right, guys, what else do we need? We got a few minutes left that you might want to mention before we go today.
So as I'm slowing down at school, but not really. I've got a lot of things going on. Wednesday night I had an observation, which is we have a supervisor comes down and observes me teaching. I always get stressed out about that stuff, but they're always observing me anyway. They're coming down and hanging out and that kind of stuff. So I did a little observation with my students, and basically they do that for your evaluation. So we had that last Wednesday. Coming up on Tuesday, I have our advisory meeting at the school where we have a luncheon with the culinary department. Gives us a 5-star luncheon, and Bill says that's good, right, Bill?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Yeah, Bill will be
hey,
there.
Hey, there you go.
And we have several dealerships, and I actually had a lot, I was kind of doing low key this year, but I had dealerships that wanted to be there, and they were sending me emails saying, "Hey, I want to be at your advisory meeting." Places I've never dealt with before, so I got new people coming this year
to the
meeting as well.
Excellent.
And I always have new people, but I've never had so many requests for others to come, which I'm very excited about. So we're doing that, and then we're just wrapping up. We have graduation next week.
Already.
I have two students walking. Yeah, we do a graduation in December as well. I think they do it in May also.
Very cool.
But I have two students walking, so I'm taking off work and going to that. So I got a couple days off next week, sorry, Meg, to do that kind of stuff. But I really am working. I'm going to graduation for a couple hours, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's not working.
No, it's not.
No, I'll be hanging out, giving hugs, and telling them congratulations for
a
job well done, you know.
That's got to be the best feeling in the world.
That's something that some people may not realize, that some students that are coming to my class never walked a graduation. Maybe they got a GED or they just didn't, you know, didn't get a high school diploma or whatever. And that's a big deal for them.
Absolutely.
You know, parents love it. I love it. We love it at George Stone. Watch them walk during graduation. So they do cap and gown and all that.
Oh, that's so cool.
That's cool.
I love it.
It is cool.
Okay,
yeah.
We have a winner. We have a woman. His name is Adam. It looks like I was going to say Buble, but I think it's Boubien. And the number ending is 9173. So congratulations, Adam. You have won. You got it right. 5621 Bower Road. Phone number 850-492-0487. That's the address and phone number for Key Marine Center. And he wins the swag bag. So all you got to do, Adam, is head over there during business hours before the 19th, because that's when they're going to be closing for the holidays, and get your swag bag.
Mm-hmm.
And for all the folks that texted in, thank you so much. I'm sorry we couldn't give away dozens of swag bags this morning.
I love my listeners.
They're great.
I do. I just love the listeners. Mm-hmm. And when they text or call in, it's just great. You know.
Well, we got a great comment that came in the middle of all this. It says, "We don't have a boat, but we are still listening in. Love to hear about the boating and fishing in our area." So there
awesome.
You go.
And
very
I do
good.
Hear that a lot. A lot of the customers have stopped by and say, "Yeah, we listen to the show every week." And
awesome.
I definitely thank them profusely for that, you know, because it does matter a lot.
Well, I sure know more about boats than I ever did in my whole life.
Yeah.
And it's great because I feel much more knowledgeable and safer, by the way.
Yeah, safer. That's important too, you know.
Seriously.
I got a phone call the other day from our ex-secretary. You know, she retired, and she said that she was trying to sell a boat for somebody, or helping somebody sell a boat, and she was asking me questions about it. And that person said to her, "Hey, I listened to the Boat Smart."
Oh,
and,
cool.
And she said, and it made me feel good. She says, "Well, I'm friends with that guy, you know." I know him
a celebrity.
Very well. Yeah, I'm a celebrity, you know. Anyway, he told her that he listened to the show and wanted, you know, was asking questions, you know, and said he would ask questions about his boat. And she said, "I'm going to ask him myself."
That's so cool.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah,
yeah.
It is. So, and you've been doing this a long time. So, and things are constantly changing. That's what I mean. Every week we talk about new things in the industry, new things with the motors. So if you get a chance, Stefan, tell them where they can watch the show too.
Yeah, you can go to Boat Smart Tricks of the Trade. I put the shows up there. I'm a little bit behind on that, but I am catching them up. And when you go to, it's on YouTube, Boat Smart, and you type in Tricks of the Trade, you'll see 3 Yamaha outboards on there, and you know that's my channel, and I put a lot of stuff on there from this show and other things too. So
yeah, this is why I have to wash my hair on Fridays.
Yeah, because you have 3 cameras going right now.
I know, that's so true. And also, if you ever want to listen to a podcast, you're in the car, you think, "Gosh, I want to remember that," you can go back to our website at newsradio923.com, click on podcast, click on Pensacola Expert Panel, you'll see Boat Smart come up, and you just click on that, and you can re-listen to the show.
Yeah.
And we have all the shows from, gosh, the last 5 to 10 years on there.
Yeah, great opportunity to listen to the show, for
sure. All right, so this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Thank you to Bill and to Stefan with Key Marine Center and Georgetown Tech. Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much. See y'all next Friday.
All right.
Next Friday.
This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel at News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. We will be back in just a little bit after the news with Frisky Friday, so don't go away.